When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
SeatGeek is the official sponsor of the Talk Nats podcast, and they would like to save you some money this baseball season. And you can do that by using promo code MINUTECAST at SeatGeek.com. That's promo code MINUTECAST for $20 off your first ticket purchase of Nationals tickets. Save some money this baseball season. Welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at Talk Nats. The Talk Nats podcast is proud to be a part of the Believe Podcast Network. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today and become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELIEVE. That's promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. All right, welcome into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, talking about some prospects, talking about some young players on the team. And if we remember back to last season's trade deadline, people talked about, and there was frustration about, why Mike Rizzo didn't do more at the trade deadline. The big move was to send Jamer Candelario out to the Cubs. And in this episode, we are going to talk about one of the big players making an impact. And he's doing that because he's got a chip on his shoulder and ultimately wants to prove to the Nationals ball club that he has a future in this organization. And that player I am talking about is DJ Hers. He is considered to be a mid-level prospect by the ones that know the game the best. DJ Hers stood out between the two of the players the Nationals got in return the most. Kevin Mate was the other player. Not only did DJ Hers impress, but you could argue one of the best lefties in the Nats farm system. In eight starts with AA Harrisburg, he finished the season 2-2 with a 2.55 ERA, one home run allowed, 20 walks, 53 strikeouts, and a 1.132 whip, and a 13.5 strikeout per nine inning rate in 35 and a third innings with the Senators. And if you take a look at DJ Hers, I think that oftentimes, when players, especially young players, get dealt, they don't know what to make of it. Why did their baseball team not see any value in them? Or I think that's the perception with young players, is they don't have a lot of experience to base their decisions on. And I think there was a hunger in DJ Hers to want to prove to the Nationals that I'm worth it. Thank you for taking a flyer on me. Thank you for taking an opportunity. And ultimately, that is what the Nationals did. If you take a look at why they traded Jamer Candelario last season, of course, he was at third base. A bit of a reclamation project, I guess I would say. And all things considered, I was a little bit bummed that he left. But I think that the Nationals felt that he would have got dealt in the offseason, or, you know, that he didn't have a future there. As we kind of take a look down the pipeline, we know that there's Brady House and ostensibly Carter Kieboom. So they did the thing. They made the move, and one of the big players they got was DJ Hurst. But he wasn't necessarily perceived as one of the big players at first. Taking a look at what he's done, he's on the 40-man roster now to protect him from being on last December's Rule 5 draft. So kind of wanting to keep him in the organization. Talking about his time in the Nationals organization so far, he said it's been good. It's definitely been refreshing, Hurst said. It's a whole different type of work. So just kind of learning their values and everything here, it's been really refreshing. Just get excited to go out there and play with some of these guys. It's been an encouraging spring training. Everybody's busting their butts. So it's really cool to see that right now. And what is one of the things that we know about the Nationals is they are a young team in the midst of transition. And I think that a lot of these pitchers are itching to make a name for themselves, and they are going out there and doing their level best. DJ Hurst, in his short time in the Nationals organization, has done that. He has impressed. The struggles of moving midseason are tough, and if you don't play ball, I guess you just don't understand. He said it was crazy. I didn't even kind of think it was going to happen to me, because you see it happen with a bunch of other guys all the time. Then just one day you're with your buddies, and then the next day you got to pack up and leave everything and go to a completely new team. So it's a weird feeling, but it's also a good feeling because it's full of new opportunities. And I think that could be said is that maybe he didn't think that there was an opportunity for him in the Cubs organization. And then I think that, you know, to a certain extent, he saw the Nationals organization as a team and change. They are in the midst of a rebuild. Maybe there are inroads. Maybe he is the lefty that the Nationals were looking for in the future. Sometimes it takes a while to get acclimated to a new club, but not hers. He actually got better. A 1-1 record with a 3.97 ERA. 37 walks, 80 strikeouts, and a 1.42 whip in 14 starts at AA Tennessee. So taking a look at, you know, what he has done, you know, he transitioned from the Cubs organization to the Nationals organization. And I just went over there how he played in the Cubs organization, and then he came over to the Nationals organization and was impressive. Hurst took his frustration and used it as fuel to motivate him with his new home in the Nationals organization. He said, just knowing the opportunity is huge here. He said, there's a lot of young guys, knowing that I'm close and that I can really make a push at it going into the fall league, knowing I can show my skills, show how good of a pitcher I am in the fall league. I went down there and I thought I did really well. And then using that going into the off season, just training my butt off, staying on top of shoulder work, doing everything that needs to be done to become a big leaguer. And I like his work ethic. I like his attitude that he knows that there's no gimmies in Major League Baseball, that you're going to have to earn your opportunity. And let's be fair here. There are a lot of young talent within the Nationals organization. What is going to make DJ Hurst stand out above the rest? Hurst also impressed in the fall league. He went 1-0 with a 3.71 ERA, 9 walks, 25 strikeouts, and a 1.294 whip in 17 innings over 5 starts in the AFL, while also finishing tied for third in the league in strikeouts. So impressing. Being impressive in the Nationals organization is one of the things that got him an invite to spring training. That experience jump-started his career with the Nats and got him into spring training with no grand plans of breaking camp with the team. Just use it as building blocks and to learn as much as possible. And that's what he said, is just to be here at spring training and try to sponge up as much as he possibly can. I'm just trying to be me, Hurst said. I'm just trying to do what I can do. Just stick to what I know. Pitch to how I know, pitch how I do. I'm not trying to do anything more or trying to do anything less. I'm just coming here out here every day. Every day is a new day, just trying to take it one day at a time. This interview in Mass in here.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at Ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Taking a look at how he has played thus far, the lefty has thrown in two Grapefruit League games so far over three innings, has given up just two hits and one while striking out four. He has, however, walked five batters, continuing his biggest issue from last year when he posted a 13.9% walk rate in the Double A. Now, is there grander plans? Is there any plans for him someday for the Nationals? I ultimately think that there is, as he has been most impressive in his opportunity in spring training. And listen, there is the understanding that these players are not going to go from spring training to Major League Baseball unless they just totally knock it out of the park. But what I think he accomplished here is he had that cup of coffee with the Nationals in spring training, left an impression, and then if he can work his way up through the minor league baseball system, I think he may have a bright future with the Nats. If Hertz can harness his aggressiveness and, you know, like really hone in on the strike zone, I think that he could be one of the bright spots and a left-handed starter for the Nats. If not, he could be used in like a high leverage situation out of the bullpen. So there are a lot of different options where I could see him getting integrated into the Nationals organization. And, you know, just taking a look at his play, I don't want to get ahead of myself and say that, you know, he is going to be the future pitcher that the Nationals were looking for, but definitely a good acquisition that was made during the trade deadline for a Nationals team that was trying to offload a player in the form of Jamer Candelario. The big thing for a lot of these young guys is just to make the most of their opportunities in spring training, which I think he's done that. He has stood out and made a name for himself, and that's all they can hope for is continued growth, and hopefully one day he will have a role on the big team under the big lights.
And an interesting fact pointed out here by the guys on TalkNats, talking about the future of the Nationals in the outfield, they posted on TalkNats. Check those guys out on Twitter. They're a wealth of knowledge. Since the news of Eddie Rosario signing on Wednesday, James Wood, in a minuscule sample size, has gone 0 for 6 with 3 Ks. I have been assured it is just a coincidence, and I'm sure that it is. But it's interesting when you take a look at that thing, you know, certain aspects of, you know, what happens, the Nationals signing Eddie Rosario. Do you think, at least to a certain extent, James Wood kind of had himself penciled in as making the big team and breaking camp? Or is it just a coincidence? Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes it's a confidence thing. Listen, one of the things we know about James Wood, he's kind of a quiet guy. He's not the kind of guy that walks around with a lot of swagger. He could be, but that's just not ultimately the kind of player that he is. So that is kind of an interesting tidbit there. Talking about, you know, the impact of Eddie Rosario signing with the Nationals and taking a look at it, Wood finishes his day 0 for 3 and a throwing error, and in this stretch drops to 0-8 with 3 Ks, still batting a very respectable .333 with a 1.122 OPS. So, you know, this is some of the things to consider about James Wood. I know that I'm all in on him. And I think to a certain extent for me, it's just that I want this team to get a lot better that much sooner. I sometimes wonder if we're kind of starting to see his, you know, MLB inexperience come into focus a little bit, that he started camp really strong with, you know, minor league pitching and, you know, not the best of the best major league pitching. And I wonder if we're kind of, as we work our way through spring training, if we are starting to see that draw into focus a little bit. Just talking about, you know, that he came off with such a strong start and now is waning a little bit as we get into spring training more and more. And talking about other things of concern for the Nationals, there's a lot of question marks out there to be sure. Is that Victor Robles left today's game early because he's dealing with a knot in his hamstring that popped up the other day when he was hit by a pitch. And, you know, one of the things about Victor Robles I know is that he kind of stands in his own way. And I know that oftentimes the injuries that he faces aren't necessarily his fault. You know, you take a look at his hamstring that popped up when he was hit by a pitch. That's not his fault. But, you know, you see that around major league sports, whether it be in all major sports, shall I say, whether it's hockey, whether it's the NFL, that sometimes people are just more prone to being injured. And Victor Robles said, you know, I think that it's true that he is just more prone to being bit by the injury bug. Talking about it here too, Davey Martinez said that Robert Hassel is dealing with a tight groin and is day-to-day. Hassel came out of the game earlier the other day. So, you know, you're starting to see a lot of these prospects. You're taking a look at Hassel, you're taking a look at James Wood, and you're kind of starting to see certain things come into focus, whether it is Wood and his, you know, his production drying up here a little bit, or you take a look at Hassel and what he's dealing with. So a lot of question marks around this team as we make our way through spring training. I think that ultimately that is why the Nationals went out and added the depth. You know, some of these guys that, you know, have been around the league, Major League Baseball, kind of, you know, grizzled old vets. So it's interesting to see how things are coming together as spring training progresses. Listen, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. And I'll talk to you again next time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.